Grapple Talk listeners, welcome back for a very, very special episode of Grapple Deech. Talk is Jord's, something to Jordy with, whatever you want to call it. Grapple Talk, for some weird reason, they let me have a second episode. Sounds like the first one was warmly received. It was just fun to do, so... You know, I said, well, how about this? How about when I start going to shows, if there's someone I want to talk to, can I just start banking them? And AC over there at Grapple Talk HQ said, go for it, George, run with it. So that's what I did. and this week's episode, I promise it's a weird one. It's very fun, especially towards the end of the talk. I should probably say it. I sit down with the monster of the Midwest, Sadus, a.k.a. Steve, a.k.a. apparently Steve Stainsbury, something that we talk about, on the pod. also, Brock Hall, the real Brock Hall, pops in, who legitimately lives two blocks away from my house, so he pops in, and we have a very fun talk. We have a very fun talk in my garage while drinking copious amounts of coffee. I myself had a weird weekend, a very fun weekend, but probably one of the weirder weekends. I wrestled for RCCW in DeSoto, Wisconsin at Gunnerfest. It was a beautiful day for a drive, a beautiful day for outdoor wrestling. I rode with Pornstash and the Clarkin, Adam Grace. Had a very fun trip. Couple little mishaps along the way. Not really going to divulge too much, but that's all right. And, due to some things getting moved around, it actually ended up being a one-night-only reunion of the great legendary tag team of Flex Appeal, myself, and Pornstash wrestling Sour Skittles. Had a very fun match with these guys. It was actually a very good time. You know, just did the thing, did the damn thing that I like to do, which is goof off a lot, yell a lot, and some mild cursing. And, speak of the devil... Brandon just, Adam Grace just texted me. We end up losing that match to Sour Skittles, and then afterwards there was a battle royal at which Pornstash and I cleared house, just taking names. I thought him and I were going to take the whole thing, but alas, we were both eliminated by Aaron Sacrifice, who ended up taking it home. Had a very fun car ride back. Jammed out, as you may have seen on my Instagram, jammed out to some 90s rock the entire time. Listened to Seal about 18 times. And also hit up Wendy's, so shout out to Wendy's for keeping us fed and keeping us entertained. As I lose my voice. Sunday, I rode out with the real Brock Hall, who again will be popping in at towards the tail end of this podcast. Went out to Copperfest in Oconto, Wisconsin, ran by my old, you know, the guy who discovered a few of us, Brune Diggity Bruno. It was a very fun show. His shows are always very low key, low stress. You know, I can just kind of do whatever, just kind of have fun, enjoy myself, maybe try some new things. I felt like randomly throwing a bro kick, so I did that, and it was a beautiful bro kick. Anyone that will attest to it, this show was actually delayed by about an hour and a half because we had a crazy, crazy, hellacious thunderstorm rolling. And I was just sitting underneath the beer tent with Avalon, and I said, what am I doing? What am I doing with my Sunday as this crazy, crazy storm raged through? But you know, luckily, the boards and the mats were actually taken off the ring just before the storm hit. Weather cleared out. All the people came back, and we put on actually a pretty solid show. I wrestled TW3, Thomas Walton III, and Killer Kaz Carter in a three-way. It was a sad day when former Blood Money members had to fight each other, but hey, what are you going to do? And actually had quite a bit of fun in that one. Our referee TJ threw a very random worm in the match at the beginning. We were having a little bit of a dance-off, so he just did a worm. TJ does worms. And, so all in all, it was just a fun weekend. A lot of miles definitely put on, but, you know, it was a good weekend. And when I came home Sunday night, my lovely fiance had made tacos and cookies for me. So, what a gal. So, suppose we should get to this week's podcast. Steve Sadist, him and I go, you know, way back. It's very strange, you know. Him and I definitely at first might not have a lot in common, but he's actually over the last year and a half or so has definitely become surprisingly one of my closer friends, not only inside wrestling but outside of as well. So it's a good one. Just sit through it, hang tight. It ends abruptly, but that was just because I was screwing around. And enjoy this week's episode of Grapple Deech with the Monster of the Midwest Sadist. I've been haranguing Steve, by the way, to pick a song of the week for literally 2 weeks. I told him, pick a song, any song. He said, well, does it have to be wrestling involved? I said, no, it doesn't have to be wrestling involved. It can be whatever you want. I've been texting him, and he does this really fun thing, you know, where he doesn't respond to my text messages. So basically, I decided to pick a song since he decided to be such a bad DJ. This week's song of the week, yes, it is. It is You're My Best Friend by Queen. Enjoy, and we'll be back with Grapple Talk. This is Jory Lee on Talk is Jericho. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
This is the Monster of the Midwest, Sadist. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like grapple talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions, and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up the Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire,
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with this week in wrestling history, and we go, hey, whatever happened to you? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Hey everybody, it's me, Darren Corbin.
I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Reviewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Rudin, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
So we're rolling. Sadist.
Yeah. You can call me Steve.
I'm going to call you Steve Stainsbury.
Okay.
Stainsbury DDS.
I don't like to let a lot of people know, but that's my shoot name, as they call it in the wrestling industry. Apparently.
Stainsbury. So, we were telling the story to your buddy Davey last night about Stainsbury.
Davey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ryan.
By the way, welcome to Grapple Deech.
Yeah, talk as Deechico.
Talk as Deechico. Something to Deech with.
Deech Cold Podcast.
So, but this is one of my favorite little like Steve-isms about Stainsbury. We tell the story last night, but we're going to tell it again.
Yeah.
So, your wife looked up, or wife saw your name, right, on the cage fight, or did you see it?
I think originally it was actually Nathan Rust.
Okay.
My wife was definitely like a massive fan of the fact that my name on this site was Steve Stainsbury.
Yeah.
So long story short, I get this notification and somebody either tagged me in it or I came across it myself. Maybe it was one of those things where somebody said, hey, you guys should look up yourself on this website because sure. It's got a lot of information. And it's really just like some random website in probably Germany where they're trying to curate all this information.
The country or the city?
City of Germany, yeah. Yeah. Dublin?
Dublin.
Yeah. So they're trying to curate all this information, and it had a bunch of stuff that, you know, I was originally, like, from Waco, Texas as a character. And like,
fair.
I was Steve Sadist.
Was your character originally from Waco, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was originally, like, from Waco, Texas.
Why is that?
Because everybody's crazy there, apparently, so that I can't explain the logic in that.
It makes more sense than, like, I'm a really good-looking guy, so I'm going to be from Hollywood.
That's true.
Yeah, like,
Hollywood, Florida.
No, I get it. I get it. Waco, Texas. I'm down.
So that, and it had all this information about matches and championships and tag teams I was in and all this other stuff. And all of it was really, like, parallel. There's only, like, a third or a quarter of, like, the actual matches I've had. Except for the fact that My real name, it said real name, colon, Steve Stainsbury.
Stainsbury, yes.
And
how is it spelled?
Stainsbury.
So Stainsbury.
Being an American, I feel like I need to just say Stainsbury. But
yeah. We've
talked about the fact that it sounds like somebody that runs a nature show on BBC.
Stainsbury.
Stainsbury in the forest. Well,
and the Stainsbury nickname quickly turned into Steve Stainsbury DDS.
DDS.
I'd yell at you, DDS.
I became a practitioner out of left field.
Then, as I told Davey last night, I just started calling you Shitsbury.
Yep. His name's Ryan.
Shit Stainsbury.
Shit Stainsbury. Just because it's got a flow.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring that up again. I'm going to start calling you Stainsbury to your face. I'll finish your mug of coffee.
You, You have been calling me that, so... No. By the way, we're sitting in a garage with a legit Egyptian rug.
From Egypt.
From Egypt. Yeah. There are bikes, and there are grills, and there are wheelchairs.
Paul Wall grills!
There's also a boom box, which I'm kind of a fan of.
Well, it's the WWF boombox
Gym of the week. What, is this carbonated coffee? How did that spill out all over it?
Well, I put a lot in there. I put the thermos amount of coffee I could put in there. Maybe that's why you open use the open one.
It's not even close to the top. I thought you had your own.
No. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, best friends.
Okay.
Just use that. It's already open. You already spilled on your crotch.
It's on my thigh.
Java crotch.
JavaCrotch.com.
/ angel fire. This is off the rails really fast.
Yeah.
I really hope this episode makes it. I hope Riley doesn't think it's the worst piece of shit ever.
So. I'm not worried about Riley. It's that damn Von Rudin.
Okay, watch it.
Okay, sorry.
He's a good deech.
Yeah, he is.
To deech me.
Okay.
So Steve... When I first broke into wrestling in 2012, we were trained by the same guy, Shane Hills, yep. Right?
Yeah, he's the Gerber baby.
As most wrestlers in Wisconsin trained by, he said to me and Brock, he said, if you're going to be like any wrestler in the state, if you're going to be like any, and I thought he was going to say, like, be like me because I'm Hillbilly Hills. I thought that's what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Do you know what he said?
I would imagine I know where this is going.
Yeah. He said to be like Steve. He said that to me and Brock. He said, if you could be like any wrestler, he said, from the way he keeps himself, the way he manages his business, the way he doesn't fall in any of the drama, he said, be like him. How do you feel about that?
I actually did not know that was a thing. This is the first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel good about that. That makes me realize that I'm outwardly projecting.
Yeah.
And hopefully doing the right thing.
Right.
None of that shit matters. That's my philosophy on it. Like, none of the drama, none of the nonsense. Like, we're all here when we go to a show. I mean, we're taking time away from our family and our life and potential other opportunities.
Yeah.
So that we can do what we love to do.
Right.
And in some people's eyes, it's for fun. In some people's eyes, they're trying to get signed. And everybody's doing it for a different reason, right? As long as you're conducting yourself the right way, I think that will guarantee success.
Right. It'll
make sure that you get something out of it constantly so that there's no, I don't know. All the other stuff, like I said, doesn't matter because, I've said this a few times on other podcasts. I may have even said it on Grapple Talk at some point, but... You know, if I win a heavyweight championship and have the best match on the show on a Saturday, when I go to work Monday, nobody gives a shit about that.
Right.
And so conducting yourself properly and doing everything you possibly can to make the best out of a moment on a show or your time is just, what else are you going to do? There shouldn't be time for anything
else. The
rest
doesn't matter.
It doesn't. And you know, time with your friends, time to learn, time to absorb, that's all the stuff we should be concerned with, so.
Right.
That's cool. That's very
no. That's like, yeah. That's
humbling
exactly.
to hear.
As April or May of 2012, when Brock and I started going down to Shane's, that's one of the things he said. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of you know.
I'll have to kiss him on his head tonight when I see him.
You know,
in De Pere.
There was one show where I kissed Shane that day more than I kissed my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. So
that's a really weird segue.
Oh, that I just got that.
It went from I'm humbled to I kiss Shane more than I kiss my girlfriend. Wherever could we go next?
Yeah. Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard, for sure.
On what?
Everything.
What kind of mustard?
Just straight up yellow mustard.
That French yellow crap.
Yeah. I know that you're like not into that and stuff. And
it's paint.
It's not paint because...
Mm. It's just wet, like sloppy paint.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Paint, stays in places. You can wash mustard off.
Oh, where does mustard go, then?
Down the drain.
Or is that what you call it?
Shorts.
It's just
Jorts.
It's just paint. What do I want? Do I want the red sloppy paint or the yellow sloppy paint on my hamburger sandwich?
What was the right answer here?
The answer is you should have said neither, because I'm a man.
Listen, spicy brown mustard is the devil's work.
I don't know how it's they do the it worst. In Waco, Texas. Part of the Hail Riders.
I definitely was part of the Hail Riders.
Yeah?
Yeah.
An OG?
Yeah, it was one of the three OG members.
Who else was in the Hail Riders?
Sam Hain.
Sam Hain.
The fire-breathing motorcycle monster.
Which rhymes with?
Jet Bennett.
Phonetics.
Yeah, that's...
You're definitely going to win the spelling bee for sure.
Bomb. Inside jokes probably aren't going to translate well.
Yeah, this piece of shit's definitely not going on air, so
yeah. That's
all right.
Yeah. This teach of shit.
This teach of shit. Back in 2012, when like me and Brock and Stash and Gust and like Tyler Jackson, Ruthie, Bobby Patterson, all these guys broke in, there's just like this mass like influx. Mm-hmm. And then there was also like a bit of an exodus with you, a couple other, a handful of guys. Like, what was going through, like, you don't have to, like, you know, go too shooty, but like, what was like your mindset at that time when all these like young guys were breaking in and like things were just very like changing at like a rapid pace?
So this is not to sound, and I'm just going to be forward and straight, you know, thinking about this. When new guys come in, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give them advice. I'm going to help and everything. But you know this as well as I do. So many people train, and then you see them for 3 months, and then you don't see them.
Right.
So many people come around and then realize they either don't like that place or something's going to happen. So it's hard to kind of attach to somebody and try to give somebody as much as you can, or a group of people as much as you can, when you don't know that yet. So when new guys come around, it's kind of this is going to sound like creepy old vet, but I'll like hang out and watch to see who, you know, because I feel like I've got a pretty good gauge and read on when somebody's going to stick around.
Right.
That's not to say that I didn't see something like in you or Brock or Nate or, you know, those guys, Ruthie. And we talk about this group of guys, half the guys that you mentioned aren't around.
Right.
They don't wrestle anymore. Right. Or whatever. I hate the idea of somebody being upset that new people are coming around, because I feel like
it's insecure.
It is. It's very insecure. And looking at the positive, you have the opportunity to pay it forward.
Right.
To give to people that you think or feel are going to stick around.
Sure.
What you've learned. And it may not be the exact right way, but it's something that they don't know. So sharing it with them.
It's passing it on.
Right.
You know, that's what learning is.
Right.
Yeah.
And...
No, I mean, seriously, like, that's what it is. Like, at the end of the day, like, that's all there is.
Well, and I can say as much as I want to somebody, but you know as well as I do that hearing it is very different than doing it.
Right.
But yeah, that insecurity is nonsensical. If you're worried about new guys coming because of your spot, I think you're not working hard enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. My new thing when, like, I get in the ring with, like, new guys, like, we're at Battleground this past weekend, I got a lot of, like, oh, thank you, Jordy, I appreciate it. And I said, you know, I'm just trying to be nice to all you young guys so that when you're superstars and I'm a broken down piece of shit, you're nice to me.
Yeah, right.
I said, I just want you guys to be nice to me. And when you figure out how bad I am at wrestling, like, I want you guys to be, like, cool to me. So that's my strategy.
Fair enough.
That's my strategy. So, you kind of launched this thing, which you've been doing kind of like, I don't want to say under the table, because that's not really what it is.
Yeah.
But you more or less put a title on it with your graphic design stuff.
Yeah.
So that's your passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's your, like, you do it for work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's your passion, right?
Yeah.
Like, what did, were you always into graphic design? Were you always into, like, art? Were you an art kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Like all day, every day. I can't say all day because I definitely spent a lot of time hitting my sisters in the woods with sticks. But when I was a kid, if I was like at home and there was a lull or nothing was happening,
there were no sticks.
There was no
all sticks. All the sticks are broken.
The only stick I've got is a pencil, and that really doesn't have any effect. I was drawing, and It's funny because I go to my grandma's house and she's still got drawings up. My grandpa got a laminator in like 1987.
Yeah.
And he laminated everything I ever drew, so they still have it in like perfect condition hanging on their fridge.
Did he pickle them?
What?
Did he pickle the drawings?
Yeah. With a laminator?
Or a goatinator.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That makes more sense. that happened, and it was something that, like, you know, when I got done with high school, I actually took like a year and a half off because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I didn't really think an artistic route was going to be something I could do.
Sure.
Just because I realized that, like, drawing on a piece of paper won't make me money anywhere.
Debatable.
Right, but still, like, yeah, I'm just trying to be practical about it.
Yeah.
When I went back to college, I actually started, a lot of people don't know this, but I started police science, it was called then, and it was for me to be an officer of the law. And
of America?
Of American officer okay. of the law.
Gotta write that down.
Why?
Just so I remember.
Yep, you didn't. You just scribbled. You drew a pube.
I wrote USA.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So I did that, and then I was getting into, because I took care of my generals and stuff at a technical college, I was getting into it, and then I just decided to do some research.
Yeah.
And found graphic design, and I said, I think this is it. Because if I can digitize my things, they immediately become timeless.
Yeah.
Because I can save them and they won't deteriorate, and you know.
Do you remember those commercials where it was like, it's like, find out if you could be a member of an art institute, mail it in and like draw like this line perfectly and find out if you're a genius? Did you ever do that? Were you ever tempted?
I was, but at the same time, like, so art is a lot like wrestling to me, where there is a black and white, like, there's good art and bad art, right?
Sure.
There's good wrestling, bad wrestling.
We're talking about the art of wrestling now.
Right, right.
Boom, boom. Boom.
But the good side of wrestling is the gray area. Like, it's muddled. It's
right.
Objective. So, I've always had a hard time with the idea of, like, contests and entering for awards and all this other stuff.
Because, are you a loser? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you visualizing the penalties of failure?
No, not Steven? At all. Not at all.
Stansberry?
It's more so just because, like, I mean, it'd be cool, and I think I'm actually, like, going to enter, like, Milwaukee's biggest design show.
You should.
With all of the wrestling, the whole campaign for stuff I've done from WPW and all the t-shirts and all the entrance videos and all of
that. Sure.
And that's going to be, like, in the next, like, 2 months or so.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes, but...
Are you going to get your pro card?
I don't know what that means.
I just kind of assumed you would, and I don't know either. I don't know if it's a thing.
I already have one. My pro card in graphic design?
Yeah.
But branding that was something that just kind of, like, made it official. Right. And I think the next steps is trademarking it and putting it online. And that would be beyond just wrestling stuff.
Sure.
I like doing it because I think all the guys, like, all the guys that have $50 for a t-shirt design
right.
should have a really sweet design that fits their character that they can sell and make money for.
Sure.
You know? That's just where I'm at with it.
Do you want to plug your Kingaroo?
No website yet. I've got a Facebook page at this point. I'm going to be kind of...
And what's how do we find that Facebook page, Steven?
I think it's just facebook.com/Kingaroo. KINGARROU.
MOUSE.
Yeah, MOUSE. Yeah. I need to post some pictures and stuff like that. And get that stuff off the ground, but... There's so much content that I've got that I've developed, and it started as like, it's funny because it's like my every day is wake up at 5, go to work from 6 to 4, go to the gym for 2.5 hours.
Sure.
Get that, if there's a tan, it's 2.5 hours, you know.
Sure.
And then I drive home, take a shower, eat food, and then I design for like 2 hours.
Sure.
So like.
And what is your home address?
We're not going to do that. I live in the house.
Allegedly.
At the house with the wife.
Is it a glass house?
No, it's made of bricks and mortar.
So you don't throw stones in?
No. Mm. I do, but there's far less consequences.
Sure.
Sure.
So, so exactly 1 year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
You, me, and Corky.
Corky.
Joey Avalon. We got a little WWE extra work.
Yep.
2 days straight.
Yep.
Give me your thoughts on that.
So I recently we have a three-way text.
Yeah.
Barrage of nonsense and then some like profound thoughts.
Rarely,
but
debatably, if it's yeah.
So that week actually was I think a Friday Saturday. We did Monday in Green Bay.
Yep.
And we did Tuesday in Rockwood
for
WWE. So like,
I wish it was in Rockwood, Wisconsin. That'd be awesome.
Rockford.
Yeah. Yeah. Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, Rockwood.
At the Big Apple, we're going to SmackDown, yeah. Afterwards, we're going to Shotsky's or whatever the strip club is afterwards.
Across the street, yeah.
What is it called?
Horrible. I think it's just called Horrible.
Horrible, here's a who?
Here's a who.
Yeah.
So we did indie shows Friday, Saturday. I think you guys even had a show Sunday.
I just had a show Friday. Friday. That was a Shane show in Sturgeon Bay. Really fun shows. Yeah, the show for his football team, yeah.
I think I did lacrosse Friday, okay. And then something Saturday in Milwaukee, maybe?
Okay.
Are you sure? Somewhere, I don't know, maybe.
Isn't that when you maybe had that Minnesota show?
That's right.
With Ian Xavier?
Yep.
Yeah,
we did the fair show outside.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I was over that way, and then came back, basically recharged my batteries for like a day.
Yeah.
And we did Monday, Tuesday for WWE, and then had a few days off, of course, and then we did a Friday, Saturday again. So all of us were together for a very, very long time.
We got to know each other's smells.
Yeah, we definitely did. But I sent in that group text, a message, and I said, that may have been my favorite weekend,
yeah,
or like week of wrestling ever.
Yeah.
Just because of the experience. I've been to WWE, I mean, I think that was time like 17 and
18. Humble brag!
Yeah. But like, all of the other times I went, I was there with this, like, really stiff demeanor, and I was nervous and scared.
Why do you think that was?
I was there to get a job.
Okay.
You know? And for anybody that gets that opportunity for the first time, my suggestion is to go there and be yourself.
Right.
And because if you're presenting yourself and not a rigid form of who you are,
right,
people are going to respond better to that. And quite frankly, like, I agree with that philosophy in interviews.
Right.
You go there to show them who you are. An interview.
Yeah. And you're always being watched.
Yep. And interviews, just in general, are not to see if you have credentials, because you wouldn't be there if you didn't.
Right.
They're to find out if you're a douchebag or not.
Right.
And
They found out that
people listening can just, I'll say this and think about it whatever you want, and it's probably as complex as it sounds.
Yeah.
I have never laughed so much to the point where like my face hurt and my stomach hurt just because the three of us were going and having fun.
Yeah.
And that, I think that was very well received. All of us got calls afterwards.
Yeah.
To go back. So, right. Clearly we didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
But at the same time, as much fun as we had there, we were also the guys that in tryout matches asked questions afterwards.
Right.
The three guys there that did. Everybody else kind of just did their match and went back in the corner, and we pulled a guy like Baron Corbin aside.
Right.
And walked around the ring to ask everybody.
Yeah.
And that was beneficial. I think people see that, but that's not to like, that's not a PR thing for us.
No.
That's what we do.
You know, like, I was kind of thinking about this, that what makes a lot of tag teams work is when one guy sells off of what the other guy does, how he reacts to it.
Yep.
That's what made Edge and Christian work. I think what made like you and me and Corey so relaxed was that we were just like, we weren't selling because we were selling. We were just like feeding off of each other, just laughing so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I think it was, I would hope it was noticed, like we were just too deeching all over the place.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just eating massive amounts of meat.
Yep.
We were there on steak day.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was Tuesday though, right?
That was Tuesday.
I didn't eat a ton of steak early in the day because I was like, I was all like, hey, we got tryout matches, I need to look shredded. And comparably to everybody on the roster, I'm not.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have given
a big,
shit.
You're a big oos, though.
Big oos.
That's my new thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Walking into the bar last night, I said, ooh.
Yeah, and I started going, oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they can do it, right?
Yeah, they do.
I don't think they're going to be complaining or Simonin about it, so it'll be all right. God, I'm such an idiot.
No, that's good. I'm okay with
that. So you are a big guy. One of the bigger guys, right?
Okay, yeah.
Pretty big into weight training?
Something like that,
yeah. Why is that?
Because it challenges me in a way that I can dictate.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Would you consider it something that you're passionate about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what's funny is that my favorite thing about weight training is that no matter what kind of day I have at work or what happens or if there's, you know, turmoil or whatever, right. I can separate all of that stuff and walk in the gym and I dictate how good I am. I dictate my success there.
Right.
And it really, if I have that in my mind all the time, I always feel great when I leave there.
Right. Just going over my my very official looking piece of paper of questions.
So where you scribbled on the backside of another document?
Oh, this is a failed fax for my work.
Yeah, see?
I tried sending just the fax.
Right.
It didn't go through.
Oh, God.
God, I'm an idiot. I'm getting dumber.
No, what?
I feel like I'm bringing you down to my level, though.
I've been here. I actually feel like you met me here, so.
we discussed this last night at 3 in the morning after eating grilled deeches.
Yep.
just cheese-packed sandwiches.
Yep. Those were really good, considering I didn't eat anything all day.
Right. You and Corey, you guys have a lot in common. Like you look like you're both over 6 foot,
yep.
Wrestling for a long time, right? You guys have a lot in common. Me and Corey, we're both just idiots. Just stupid. We're a tag team. We have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
You and me, both pretty. We're both like 6 foot two, 250.
Yep.
pretty. We both have pretty dope tats.
In the same hair.
We have a lot. Well, you know, and we have like the same mindset. But the three of us together, we do not like. We do not fit.
From an outside perspective, absolutely not.
And. I like to when we're hanging out, I like to refer to you guys as my twin towers.
I did not know this.
You know
awesome.
About that?
No, that's awesome.
Was that Sid Vicious and Dan Spivey? Dan Severn. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
How great would a Dan Severn been if he had been like 8 foot?
8'12".
Like Boondabby Playboy. Like Dan Severn.
Why would he talk like that?
I don't know. That's okay. What they do.
Alright.
But yeah, I like to refer to you guys as my twin towers, and I purposely like to walk in the middle. Like I'm scheming, like I'm your manager. Like I'm,
you know, the smallest like I'm guy Jim in the Cornette. Group. The smallest guy in the group is the most dangerous. You know that, right?
Yeah. You better watch out. I'm a shooter. A wrestler.
What did he have to do to hang out with those guys?
Well, I got my twin towers. I went down to OVW and I got my heaters.
God damn it!
God damn it!
I've been listening to a lot of Cornette. It's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't really want to get into it because it seems very political.
Well, because he's going to listen to this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to vanity search himself. I got my tears racking.
So about the combination of us three.
Yeah.
Originally, I would say that you and I didn't have a ton in common.
No. Other than me beating you really quickly in Luxembourg.
Right, right. Handedly, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
You tapped like a bitch.
I was like, oh, I gotta get out of here as soon as possible, because this guy with red shoes and a singlet is gonna beat me.
That was me?
Yep.
Okay. 10-4.
And me and Corey, one of the most awkward things match-wise I've ever had is, like, I think it's pronounced that, like, and known that years ago, Corey was emo Corey.
Still is.
Yeah, kind of, maybe. But, like, we had nothing in common.
No.
So trying to put a match together and talk about it was a nightmare. And we had this conversation afterwards, like,
right. Hey,
that was awkward, and, like, talking, we realized we had nothing in common. It wasn't talked about until later. But we went out and had a really good match.
Sure.
For the first time that we ever worked.
At Bruce City? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Bruce City. And, like, just having that kind of... chemistry with somebody
sure
changes your perspective on things,
right?
You know, we had respect for our work and started to kind of just open the doors to what else do we have in common and stuff. And both of us, we really give a shit about the presentation of what we do.
Absolutely.
And that's
yeah.
the thing that we have the most in common.
Right.
And then everything else just kind of, we both like whiskey. That's cool. That makes everybody friends. You know,
cowboy fuel.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you said this, so like when two wrestlers are so different, they can't not have a good match.
Yeah.
And that's just so true. And that's one of my favorite things about wrestling is that like people, it's just people from all walks of life and just like different backgrounds all kind of getting together and finding out what you have in common. You know, like our group, you know, especially like just different characters.
Yeah.
Different, you know, it's USA characters welcome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. what do you think your legacy is?
I've been asked that a lot lately, actually.
Yeah, that was my number one question.
So I've thought about this, and I've had this in my mind for a while. I refuse to be the guy that stuck around too long and people say he used to be really good.
Yeah.
And I don't, like...
Like Jordy.
Yeah, like Jordy. Yeah, like Jordy is now.
Yeah.
But that's not to say, like, I'll know when my stay is not welcome anymore. You know what I mean?
It's due.
And it's okay. And when I feel like I'm not giving back or I feel like there's any deterioration in my work, I need to leave.
Sure.
But my legacy, I'd like to have people look at my breadth of work over the, you know, 10, 12, 15 years, whatever it is, and say, he worked really hard.
Sure.
And he gave a shit.
Yeah.
And he helped people. And outside of the ring was approachable and, you know, had a level head and was humble. I want my legacy to be, have a guy like Colin or Brandon or Ted or even you to say, he was great. He really helped.
Yeah.
And he cared. So that's what I'd like my legacy to be. It doesn't sound very glorifying, and there's no like gold star that I get or a trophy, but
right.
I don't need that.
So why are you so full of yourself then?
Right. It's how I was brought up. It's just, you know, if you got it, flaunt it, right?
I mean, if you got it, get after it.
Get after it. You got to use it.
Can our new thing be like? Can we start making up like the quote memes or the whatever, the inspirational quotes, but we just like completely mess it up? Like, if you got it, do it, that thing.
Do it, that thing. Make
that
it.
Thing you do.
Making it happen.
You ever see That Thing You Do by the movie from 1994? That Thing You Do, The Wonders?
No.
You freaking kidding me?
I'm sorry that I'm so disappointing as a friend.
You never seen Get Out? You know, you never seen That Thing You Do? What's your issue? What's your new favorite movie right now?
Right now, recently, Logan.
I have not seen Logan yet.
You what?
Wow! Yeah. I guess all the turntables.
Yeah. Logan was fantastic.
I wanted to see in the theater, but I'm not going to take Press to see Logan.
Go by yourself.
Go by myself.
I know that sounds super weird, but
like a Steve did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, for Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant.
Covenant.
Or as Jericho said on his podcast, Alan Covent. He's like, what's this movie all about? He's like, what's Alien? No, Alien. Alan Covert. He's like, what's Alan Covert? Is that like a spy movie? Yeah.
Yeah. Logan was great. I'm gonna go see Wonderful Woman likely tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got the title wrong, but
yeah. I really want to see the Baywatch movie with Rock.
Yeah,
It has mixed reviews.
Yeah.
But like, I think if you put it in a vacuum as like, don't expect an amazing performance. This isn't winning any awards.
Right.
But if you put it in a vacuum as like, this is gonna be a fun summertime movie to like lose your fucking load for 2 hours.
So I follow this channel on YouTube. It's the guy's name is Chris Stuckman. He's a film student.
And okay.
He reviews stuff.
Yeah.
And he's very educated and he speaks like, he's funny and he speaks very like pointedly about, you know, film theory and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he said that movie is, he laughed while he said this. He goes, this movie is self-aware of what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so good.
Okay.
So that kind of sold me on it. Like, I hear one thing like that.
It's The Rock. Like, yeah. Even his worst movies are going to be, like, fun.
Yeah,
and he doesn't even care.
It's still The Rock.
He doesn't care if it, because he has every other thing, mm-hmm. like, going for him.
Yeah.
If one movie bombs, he's just going to be like, I don't smell what that is cooking. And he's just going to move on to the next project.
Right.
You know?
The Rock is, like, he's a fucking in shape.
Yeah.
good-looking dude
yeah.
that makes more money than anybody else yeah. in Hollywood. You're doing it right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, that's because he has... I've been researching on how to become a millionaire.
Right.
And it's... If you have
seven... One good idea is all you need.
No, it's not one good idea. Because you can't get one person to give you $1 million, but you can get a million people to give you $1. You have to have at least 7 forms of income. That's how you become a millionaire.
I didn't know this.
That's what they say.
Some scientific research.
Yes.
7 forms of income?
7 forms of income. But no, and I did the math though. So I started thinking, because I said this to Press, because I really want to quit my job.
Yeah.
Forever. I said, I have 7 forms of income. So right now I have wrestling. I sell shirts at shows.
Yeah.
I sell shirts online. I have my work. And I also like to gamble on horse races.
Right.
That's 5 forms of income. So I just gotta
get one maybe not as reliable as the rest.
Which one?
We don't have to talk about that.
Dude, it's not a problem if you win.
I'm talking about the shirts.
Oh. Okay. No, I love horse gambling though.
Do you really? Is this a real thing?
This is the shoot, yeah. I'll show you my phone.
Okay.
I have an app. It's TwinSpires. Shout out to TwinSpires.com. Let me get that sponsor. That's short for sponsorship. I don't think I have an addiction, but I just know I love doing it every single day.
For hours.
Because it makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. there was one day I made like $100 on a bunch of races.
Yeah.
It's like, I just got to do this every day and I can quit my job.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that, does it?
You need to win. I would shoot for like $500 to $600 a day.
American
dollars, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's funny. It's segue here. Last night, somebody comes up and says, how much are your shirts? And I said, 20 American dollars.
Yeah.
And he just stared at me.
Yeah.
And for like an uncomfortable amount of time.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, I'll take one.
You're like, you got it, Gust.
You got it.
My new thing, when people ask me to sign a shirt that I sell to them, I sign a Jordy Lee, Dwayne The Rock Johnson Lee.
Do you put the whole Dwayne The Rock Johnson in quotes?
Goddamn right I do.
Not just the Rock portion, it's all of it.
Well, there's a couple sets of quotes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Outside and inside.
Inside out, that's algebra, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, I think White Dog Express, presented by America Rules, is shutting down breakfast in about 20 minutes, so we're going to wrap this bad boy up,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we got to get that breakfast.
Favorite match ever.
Ever.
And it's going to be easy for you because, ladies and gentlemen, when the DVD comes out for ACW 18,
yeah.
buy the DVD because the main event, Steve Guru, Sadus, the Stainsbury of Waco, Texas,
yeah.
and Joey the Jet Avalon killed it last night.
Yeah, it was
best
fun.
Match ever. Best ACW match of all time.
That was very fun.
But that's not, I'm not going to spoil it, though.
Yeah, we both of us said... afterwards, initial gut reaction, that was my favorite match ever.
Right.
And but that was in the moment. I'll have to see it.
But excluding that, because yep. we're not counting that, because the dust hasn't settled yet. What's your favorite match?
Wow, there's so many. Can I do like top 3?
Sure.
All right. I really, really liked Rolf Crossing and I at Blizzard Brawl.
Okay. To December 2015?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason being 15. That he and I were the one indie match on our show full of names.
Right.
And hearing from fans and getting feedback and from Dave Hero himself that you guys stole the show.
Well, yeah, that sucker kind of like had like some internet buzz for a hot minute. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. Me and Avalon from last night, absolutely.
We're not counting that one.
No, yeah, that's right.
Stupid.
Recently, myself and Dredd at Oshkosh West High School.
Okay.
I loved that match. It was really fun. It was one of those ones that, like, enough happened to be complex, but it was easy because we're both professionals and get it, right?
Right.
Are you drawing a hangman again? You just drew a hang... Is that...
I'm listening.
Do you have a problem with Justin Dredd? Is that what's happening?
Keep going.
Okay.
Idiot.
And then the match that I had with Val Venus. Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
So everybody that can't see this, which is everybody listening.
Who's to say?
He drew a hangman being hung.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that happened.
So you and Val Venus from 2013,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
No, 2012, I want to say.
Okay.
It was, I think, OPW.
Okay.
But, man, that guy was awesome.
Yeah.
And gave me the world and the emotional reaction. I'm really big. My favorite matches are not the ones that are technically executed.
But, yeah, it's the emotion, right?
It's the emotion. It's the moment. What moment did we create?
Sure.
And that's more, like, of a recent epiphany for me, that every match I'm in, I want to have the moment.
Right.
The one thing that we give people that they remember and that match had it.
Sure.
So, yeah.
All right.
But there's so many, man. I could sit here and go through, you know, history and talk about this for hours, because it's just like everything.
But we can't. We got to get breakfast.
You got to get Dog Express.
White Dog Express. So.
White.
So, Steve?
Red Cat, Blue Parrot.
It's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I did it. You didn't have any fun?
No. So,
that's weird.
Hey, this is the real Brock Hall. You want to get your reality check? Check out Grapple Talk.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, it looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media. Create your legacy.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Everybody loves Nathan Gust.
Keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling.
It sounds stupid coming out of my mouth.
All right, well, there you have it. That was Grapple Talk. Grapple Deech, something to Jordy with. Art of Deeching, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully you sat through it. Hopefully Grapple Talk, Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Ruden, AC Riley, or Ass Riley, as I've been calling them, hopefully they play this hunk of shit. Hopefully it makes it to air. And so hopefully you had fun. I had fun. Unfortunately, as you heard, Brock was not able to make it. He actually was cut out just at the last second. Son of a bitch. Don't you hate it when that happens? But hey ho, what you gonna do? Don't really know what the official sponsors are for Grapple Talk, but the unofficial sponsor, the unofficial endorsement I'm gonna give is Mane and Tail Hair Products. Their shampoo and conditioner gives me these golden beautiful curls that you see every weekend at a venue, at a show, at a strip club near you. Mane and Tail, definitely hit them up. I don't have shows for the rest of the month. I have the next few weeks off, which is kind of a mixed bag because on one hand, I want to have a lot of fun in the summer. On the other hand, I like to wrestle. I like to perform. I like to use the training I learned at the Dojo of Pain Wrestling School. So if you know of anyone that is looking to have a very fun, a very weird, a very gorgeous wrestler on their show, forward them to my email, bookjordylee@gmail.com, bookjordylee@gmail.com. Have them hit me up on the Twitter, @ojords, OHJORDZ. I changed that handle up recently when I found out I could do that. I also showed Avalon how to do it. He was fucking thrilled. If they really want to hit me up on the Instagram, they definitely can. It's @gorgeouslee_Jordy. See what I did there? Or they can also message my my fan Facebook page. It's Gorgeous Jordy Lee. There's all the places to hit me up on the internet. But as far as shows I have next month, I have Pro Wrestling Battleground, July 8th, Wabisky Saloon, St. Paul, Minnesota. Always a blast. Love the crew out there. Love the fans out there. They're a fun, fun crew. I sincerely wish I could wrestle there every single week. It's that much fun. ACW Summer Special, Tanner's Bar in Kimberly, July 22nd. That'll be a fun one. There's a pool outside, so definitely soak up some Ray skis. And the big one, the real big one, Stadium Mania 4, July 29th. Green Bay / Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. I think technically it's Ashwaubenon. Not really sure. Either way, it's 5 minutes away from my house. So that's definitely the big one. Stadium Mania has been going on. This will be the fourth year. And I truly believe, you know, it's going to be the biggest. The card is shaping up beautifully. You have Joey Avalon versus Ben McCoy. You also have Sadist, who we just sat down with, against Logan Lynch, Weapon Next. And the main event is myself, Gorgeous Jordy Lee, versus Young Money, Colin Brooks, versus the WPW Heavyweight Champion, Adam Grace. So that'll be a good one. That'll be a mofo, as Michael Scott would say. So definitely hit all those shows up if you can. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. If you really still love me after listening to this, go to my Pro Wrestling Tees store. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search Gorgeous Jordy Lee or Jordy Lee. My three tees are up. They're beautiful t-shirts made by Spot Monkey Media and Juan of the Dead, so definitely check those all out. No more plugs, I guess. I'm going to go to work. Y'all have a great one. Peace, and I love you.